Hi, I'm Matthew Passero. I'm from Catskill, New York. You know, I am a white 20-something male. I'm an Elizabeth Warren supporter. And I got to say, quite frequently on the roundtable, which I listen to every morning, I really hear my particular group get thrown under the bus. You know, we're not all misogynists. You know, I have a very diverse group of friends and quite, you know, liberally minded. And I just got to say, it's kind of offensive. And I think the party, the Democratic Party and liberals in particular need to get off that. All right. Thanks. Love the show. Bye.
Good morning. My full name is Isabel Curland. I'm calling from Ellenville, New York. And I would like your comment, please, on the gesture Trump makes when he raises a clenched fist to the crowd. Personally, it reminds me of Hitler, and it is very frightening. Thank you. Bye.
Hi, Karen Sayers, Stockbridge, Mass. I'm commenting on the roundtable, which was on February 10th. There was a discussion of the Democratic nominees and the candidates, and the entire discussion ignored Pete Buttigieg, the gay man who exceeded all expectations to beat Bernie, and he was totally ignored. As the mother of a gay millennial, I was outraged.
Hi, my name is Colton Becker. And to be honest, I voted for Obama twice. I voted for Trump once. And unless Mayor Pete's the candidate, I don't see for voting anybody besides Trump. I'm 30 years old. I have an open mind. But I don't like what the Democratic Party has to offer. Mayor Pete's the only one I would give a shot. Have a great day.
Tanya Barraclo from Phoenicia, New York. And I was wondering, I was listening to the governor speak with Alan Chartok saying that he will never give out the DMV information to the feds, but I was wondering what happens if in the future someone else was willing to, and then they have access to that information.
Hi, Jill Hayes from Waterford, New York. I heard Alan's interview, very excellent interview, of Governor Cuomo on Monday, February 10th. But I must take exception to something that the governor said with regards to the community not respecting police. He said the police deserve the community's respect and spoke of how some people were throwing water on the police. Well, with all due respect to the governor, the community also deserves respect.
This is David from Johnstown. WAMC's noon news program is the best in the vast region that it serves and must have won many industry prizes. That's an example. One day it ran a scary BBC report from Syria as jets bombed. Later, NPR ran a similar report of its own. A vapid interview with a shopper. Thank you.